God says this to Abraham. Leave your native country, your relatives, and your father's family, and go to the land that I will show you. Sounds kind of familiar. In Exodus, God says this to Moses, now go, for I am sending you to Pharaoh. You must lead my people Israel out of Egypt. Go, I am sending you. In the book of Jonah, God says to you, appropriately, Jonah, get up and go to the great city of Nineveh. Go. I'm sending you to a new place. God is a sending God. Jesus exemplifies this perfectly for us. He embodies this reality when he gathers his 12 disciples and says to them, hey, go out. I'm sending you to everyone. Tell them about the kingdom of God and heal the sick. Jesus sends his disciples. And then in Acts 1, he says to them again, this is just before he ascends, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere, which has implications that they're going to be sent. Yes, in Jerusalem where you are, but throughout Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. God is a sending God. And this morning, we celebrate together that Andy and Gina and Haley and Maya step into a long tradition of obedience to the call of being sent. We celebrate them in that step. And we're going to bless them, and we're going to do our best to prepare them with whatever we can for that journey that lies ahead. But before we get to the future, we're also going to do spend some time looking back at the past. It's important to not only hold tight to the promises of God about what is to come, it's equally important to look back and claim God's faithfulness to us in the past. So I pulled out my scrapbook. I'm a big scrapbooker. Got all the scissors and, you know, that sort of stuff. My digital scrapbook is what I pulled out. And I found this picture.
We both had more hair.
Yeah, a lot of hair just going around everywhere. Yep. Zeke had a little less. That's Zeke strapped to Bethany there. We're in San Diego in this picture, the five of us. And we're there early on in the branch's life. We're there at a conference. And this picture just reminds me of the way that our two families came together. And what joy it was, and still is, to be linked together. So that was one of the pictures that I saw. And one other comment, I realized that I still have that shirt that I'm wearing, which doesn't bode well for my sense of style. But there it is. Nonetheless, I was like, no way, it's in my closet. I just looked at it. And I also just realized how young we are. Holy, who let us start a church at that age? I mean, it's just a testament, I think, to God's goodness and faithfulness and grace. So that gets us started. How about this one? Hi, Maya. That's Maya with our oldest daughter, Rhea. And I would love to tell you that they were watching an adult who was maybe teaching them intently some important life lesson. I'm pretty sure this was a Dora the Explorer moment. They are absolutely watching the television and mowing on snacks. I mean, look at that face. Oh, my gosh. Those eyes. And then this one. This is Haley and, again, my oldest, Rhea. And I didn't realize it until this morning as I was looking closely. Do you know where that picture was taken? I don't know why you would. I didn't recognize it right away. It's in our old office right there in the corner of this building. It is. And you're reading to Rhea, being, you know, who you've always been, a friend, a kind friend to Rhea. And someone said to me the other day, we weren't talking about this moment, they just kind of were, I was telling them about my life, we were meeting for the first time, and they made the comment that this church is the only church that my kids have ever known. And that's true. And do you remember Charlevoix? Yeah. So this is it, right? This is it for you. Like, this is the place that has formed you primarily. But you, too, have also formed us. You know this, yes? You have formed us because of who you are. Not so much because of what you've done, although you've done some wonderful and beautiful things, but just who you are, who God has made you to be, has shaped the rest of us. And we are better for the two of you. And we are going to miss the two of you like crazy. Harry, I think about your compassion for other people. I think about the way that you, it's just woven into every fiber of your being. You are compassionate for others. And I have learned from your example about what it means to love people. Maya, you are strong. And you are curious. I have, on more than one occasion, learned from your willingness to ask questions. You have reminded me, and I'm sure I'm not alone, that it's okay to ask questions, that it's okay to explore, it's okay to wonder, it's okay to probe. And I've been grateful for that gift and so many other things that you two have given to us. Here's another picture. Oh, gosh, yeah. And this one, I don't know, hits home for me. This is Zeke. Hey, buddy, that's you, if you can believe it. And Zeke would love to lay on Gina's shoulder. I remember this Sunday morning when we were just hanging out. And we used to call Gina Mama Gina. Because especially with our oldest two, when they were really young, she spent a lot of time with them and showed the kindness and the gentleness that is so just a part of who Gina is. But Gina, I have two pictures for you because it's not just that you're gentle and kind. This picture reminded me of the way in which you have been a leader here. This is at Create, an arts camp that we did a number of years, and Gina was leading songs during part of that celebration at that camp. You know, so much of your leadership has not been a verbal, upfront, sort of charismatic leadership. But make no mistake, from the beginning you have been leading here by your example. And in the last couple of years, of course, there's been this blossoming of your leadership, this explosion of it. And if you've known Gina at all, you can't miss it. You have let God do things in you that you never thought were possible. And that has been an example to all of us as we've watched you take those steps of faith and courage. It's beautiful. We love you, Gina. Those are my two kids. Yes, Andy loves them, believe it or not. This is a moment of joy. If you can see my two children's faces, they are giddy with happiness. This is a soccer game on a Saturday morning, just one way in which our lives kind of intersected. So there's that moment, just the joy, Andy, that I think about with you, but then I got to show this one too. Wow. It's like you're flaunting your hair. You're just like flaunting it to the rest of us. It's fine. Whatever. This is our first Sunday morning at the branch, December 18, 2005. And long before we ever made it to this moment, a lot of people said to us, don't do this co-pastor thing. It's not a good idea. It won't work. It'll backfire. One of you will end up hating the other or fighting for power or whatever. And we understood why they said that to us. We didn't dismiss that concern. But I'm glad we didn't. I'm glad that we took the risk. Because this has been a really good 10 years. I've been thinking about how much joy and life you have given me. And it's hard. It's hard to put 10 years into words. But one moment kind of captured it for me. It was about a month ago. We were both up on extension ladders outside of your home, tearing off shingles. And I mean, covered in 100 years of dust, and it's hot and sunny. I think I might die because this ladder, I have it propped up on these pieces of wood. It's just, we're up there, and the branch comes up because our heart is for this place. And I know we had some things to talk about, some decisions that needed to be made. And I remember getting to the end of our very brief conversation as we walked through those decisions and thinking to myself, that was so easy. We have learned so much about each other and how to work together that we can stand two stories up in the air with shingles flying everywhere and problem solve some significant decisions and do it in a matter of moments because there's so much trust and knowledge and respect, and I am going to miss that. I'm going to miss that a lot. You have made me better. You have pushed me. You have challenged me. You have offered me a different perspective. We are not the same people, in case you did not know. And we have many times not agreed or seen things the same way, but never has respect vanished from our relationship. Never have we chosen to turn our back on the other. And it is because of that that I am better. You have respected me, you have honored me, you have trusted me. And so while I'm excited for this next season at the Branch, and I'm excited for your next season in Fort Wayne, I'm going to miss you. I'm going to miss all of you a great deal. I'm not alone, though. There are others here, of course, who are going to miss you, too. And some of them raised their hand and said, we want to say something this morning. We need to get the microphone out of your hand, Chris. And so, Nate and Liz, do you guys want to say a few words? Be a beautiful thing. You guys have lots of history and relationship. Those words are part of our gift to you. I want to share some numbers, though, that might help get at what a gift you've been. I was thinking this week, how many cups of coffee have you and I consumed? Just you and I. I mean, this is not, you know, you in just on your own. And I assembled a research team, and they came up with quite a range. I mean, I was really disappointed in their work. Somewhere between 1,000, which seemed reasonable, and 286,432. Now, it's hard to say, but a lot of coffee has been consumed between the two of us. The number of times the word Apple or any of its affiliated products were mentioned in conversation. 6 gazillion is the number there. The number of times I knew more than you about anything Apple related, 1. And I think you were asleep or something. I mean, it was not anything intentional. The number of times you put your construction management degree to work at my home, 15.7. I don't know what the .7 is, but I'm disappointed you didn't finish the job, is all I'm going to say, because it should have been 16. You were on my roof when we first moved into this neighborhood for days, helping me tear it off, and anytime I had a problem, I'd call you, and you'd come over, and we'd troubleshoot, or I'd just watch you fix it. Number of times we shared in leading worship, give or take, 450. That means that 450 times we've broken bread, you know, 450 times we've led together in some way. We've sang over 2,000 songs, one of us in tune, the other not so much, you know. We've shared a lot together, and it has been a beautiful ride. I'm grateful for every number that could be used to quantify. I have a little bit of fun. I want to say a couple more things here. This is a verse from John 15. It reminds us of one of the gifts that God gives to us. God is not just a God who sends, but God is a God who gives good gifts. And Jesus says this to his disciples, "I will send you the Advocate, the Spirit of Truth, and he will come to you from the Father and will testify all about me." God doesn't just send the Drott family or us. God sends himself, the Spirit, in all of us. And because that is true, look at what it says in Ephesians 4. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you have been called to one glorious hope for the future. I've always loved this verse, but I especially love it today for two reasons. One is the first part. There is one body and one Spirit. Because of the Spirit of God alive in you and alive in us, we are part of one body. And that body transcends time and place. And so even though you are in the vast cornfields of Indiana, you are still a part of our family. We are a part of yours. We forever are bound together in the body of Christ. That does not, will not, cannot change. There is one body and one Spirit. I love the second part, though. Just as you've been called to one glorious hope for the future. We're not given a mediocre hope, a hope. We're given a glorious hope for the future. And I think part of what Paul is thinking about when he writes this is the end of all things, that future, when all of God's people from all places and all times will be gathered around one table for the feast to end all feasts. That is on Paul's mind, I think. But also, if you read the scriptures and if you read Paul, the future is not just about that day somewhere down the road. It's about tomorrow. We've been called to one glorious hope for the future. They are being sent to Fort Wayne, and because they are being obedient, the kingdom is going to come more. Heaven will come more to earth, where you are, and here. We will miss them deeply, but because of their obedience, something new will happen here that could not have happened had they not been obedient. We have a glorious future, and we hold to it together because there is one body and one spirit. So my hope and prayer, my kind of charge, is that as you take steps even tomorrow to drive down to Fort Wayne, as you plant roots in that place, as you invest your lives, you would constantly receive the promise, the gift that God gives of His Spirit to you. God gives good gifts. We're going to try to give some good gifts too. Would you guys mind coming up here for a second? We want to reflect God's character in this way. I have an envelope which holds actually a few things, and our hope is that these gifts, well, obviously that they're meaningful. We also hope that they're symbolic to you, and that as you use them, and as they become a part of your life, and that will make sense in a moment, every time that you do, you'll think of us. And you'll think of God's goodness. So one of the things in this envelope, you can open it up later, trust me, it's in there, is a membership to the Fort Wayne Children's Zoo. Because we know that place matters to you. We know that place matters, and being a part of and connected to your place is a big deal. So there's that membership, and there's also a membership to the Fort Wayne Arboretum, which Fort Wayne is world-renowned for, so I'm sure it's quite amazing. But nonetheless, it's a place, right? It's a place to connect. It's a place to kind of feel and taste this new community that you're going to be a part of. So there's those two things. We have a check, just money, because money is good. And one tangible way to give love is to say, hey, here's some resources to use as you need to use them. And then on the back table, I don't know, Trina, if you're able to kind of hold it up or not. You know, not a big deal if you're not. But there's a frame with this picture in it. Yeah? The picture that's up on the screen. That was taken our first Sunday at the branch. We said, hey, let's mark that moment. Hey, everybody, turn around and face the camera. And we all said cheese, and we got that picture. And so what we're going to do today, right now actually, is we're all going to stand up and we're going to take the picture again. Go, Jen. And then we're going to print that picture off and we're going to stick it in that frame so that they will have a picture of the first Sunday and a picture of their last. What we want you to do all around those pictures is a large mat. We want you to sign your name, write a short little blessing. May, would you turn off these lights, these overhead lights here? Thanks. And who do I know that can go, and who knows the closet back here well enough to go? Yeah. Bethany, like if you turn on number one and number three, that'd be great. We'll just get as much light in here as we can. So we want you guys to have this gift. You all, please, go back before you leave today and just sign your name a blessing. There's plenty of room. There are Sharpies back there, and we're just going to leave it back there the rest of the morning. Okay? But what we need to do now is we need to stand up. If you are a little kiddo and you want to be included, stand on the seat. You have permission. Get your face in there. And whether you're a part of our community every week or just today, we love that you're a part of this moment with us. And we're just going to all hold this here for a sec. I think people to move, like people in the sound booth and stuff, to scooch a little bit back. Three or four. Thanks, Jen. All right. Yeah. Oh, you want a crazy picture, Jen? I mean, sure. I mean, we're all here. It's now. It's. Let's do it. Crazy people, get that crazy face on. All right, well done, well done. All right. You guys can have a seat. We're going to stay standing, so we're going to sing. Musicians, if you'd come on up, we're going to sing one final song here.